Why is it that you can get the most random, wonderfully reviewed thing from around the world in just 2 days? But if you want to see a good doctor, it can take forever to get an appointment. Thankfully, there is a way. It's called ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/something. ZocDoc.com/something.
Hi, my sweet strangerlings. Hope you guys are enjoying your 4th of July. Maybe there's some good food going on in your household. Maybe you're just hanging out and relaxing. Whatever we may be, stay spooky and enjoy your day. And let's get on with today's spooky story. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? What dark secrets were buried in the old music hall? As the purpose of old buildings alters over time, remnants of the past tend to linger, evoking nostalgia, curiosity, or even traumatic emotions of the dead. This tale is inspired by true events. Kelly was an art major who was fortunate enough to land an internship at Centennial Hall. This historic building was once a prestigious school, but is now a museum that beautifully showcases the rich history of the town. Seizing the opportunity to explore her passion for history and art, Kelly eagerly committed herself to the role with unparalleled enthusiasm and determination to learn more. Kelly enjoyed mundane tasks like taking inventory, but what she loved most was giving guided tours. There was something enchanting about the old museum, especially when it was hired as a venue for private events. Walking through the halls at night was a surreal experience. It was magical and sometimes a little spooky. Kelly hadn't seen or felt anything herself, but she'd heard whispers upon entering an empty room and sensing a presence. This one time she heard about doors slamming and objects falling off shelves with no reasonable explanation. Being a skeptic, Kelly laughed it off, not taking it seriously. That night, a local artist had hired the museum for a show. After spending all afternoon setting up, they finally welcomed guests as the sun was setting. Kelly was working as a server to earn a little extra passing out drinks and snacks to the crowd. As she was about to refill her tray, a woman tapped her on the arm. "Where is that music coming from? It's simply lovely," asked the woman. Kelly frowned. She knew there wasn't any background noise playing because the artist had requested that they not play any sounds or music so that the potential buyers could chat easily about her pieces. But the woman was so adamant, she heard a wind instrument coming from somewhere near the restrooms. Curious, Kelly headed towards the old music hall to investigate as maybe a trespasser managed to get in. As she walked away from the event, the faint sounds of classical notes occasionally drifted in and out of range. Confident that the music was coming from the music hall, she decided to open the door and take a peek. As she walked into the room, she realized that it was completely empty. There was neither any sound nor anyone present. It left her wondering where the mysterious music had come from. She was about to leave when something in the room crashed to the ground. Kelly jumped and saw that one of the clarinets had fallen down from its display window. It was virtually impossible for that to happen, and yet, there it was. She inched towards it, starting to feel some of the unease her colleagues had spoken of. As soon as she packed up the instrument, she was overcome with extreme dizziness that sent her reeling. As she fell to the ground, the music began again, this time echoing all around her as the room began to spin. As the music grew louder, Kelly suddenly began to cough. What had started as a minor tickle in her throat quickly developed into violent choking, and she found herself gasping for air, unable to breathe. The music abruptly stopped, replacing the sound of her panicked wheezing. Fortunately, her supervisor burst into the room just in time, providing the much-needed help to evacuate her from the room. Once she was out of harm's way and able to catch her breath, she began to recount the experience, still in a state of shock and feeling very upset and frightened. "Ghost girl strikes again," a colleague whispered among themselves as they listened. But soon, Callie was told the shocking story of what happened in 1944. An unnamed girl who was a student at the once prestigious school had been murdered. A talented clarinetist, she had been practicing for a recital when she began to choke and vomit, then dropped down dead. The reed in her instrument had been poisoned. When the building was closed as an educational facility and became a museum, her restless spirit apparently remained, and those who had witnessed her presence speculated she was seeking revenge. Many workers and visitors over the years had heard snippets of a clarinet playing in the old music hall, or have felt nauseous being there for no reason. No one could explain the terrifying encounter with the spirit Callie faced, and many were sad when she handed in her notice the next morning. But what they didn't know is that Callie's family has deep roots in Valentine, including ancestors who attended the school during the 1940s. After all, why else would she relive the tragedies of the spirit? She was convinced one of her ancestors was involved in a heinous crime, and that the vengeful spirit had given her a dose of karma. So with that, Callie left, hoping to never return again for fear of any retaliation or what other secrets could be buried in Valentine.
Talkspace made it easy to find a therapist I liked. At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. And there's no need to sit in traffic or miss work in order to attend sessions. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/scary. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/scary to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/scary.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.